Brett, what was the first practice like today, being able to get back out there, kind of getting in the groove again? What was that like?
It was really good. You know, it's obviously really exciting getting back out there. And I think that, you know, going into my second go around, I kind of know what to expect, or what I had to, an idea of what to expect coming into the spring. And, you know, the energy was really good out there. And I thought we had a good day for a first day. We just got to build on it.
What's it been like so far working with Zach, you know, getting him in there? And obviously, the new coach really praised how he's been able to develop quarterbacks. What have you noticed in these first couple months?
Yeah, you know, he's obviously a very smart guy, you know, and has played the position. So, you know, knows a lot about the position. I think he's very good as far as fundamentals come. And, you know, he's obviously still learning the offense and stuff like that. And so we're building together. But we're really excited about it. And I'm really excited to work with him.
This is your second spring here. I mean, how different do things feel this time around?
Oh, huge. I mean, it's a huge difference, you know, having a whole year knowing the system. And, you know, last year I was really focusing on a lot of mechanical things. And, you know, obviously still am. I still think there's a lot of things that I could get better at. But, you know, obviously I think my confidence is a lot better and, you know, more comfortable with the guys and, you know, have a feel of what, you know, our receiver is going to do out there. So it's huge having a year under my belt.
What's your relationship like with Ryan Finley?
We're really good friends. We do a lot together. Yeah. We, you know, we go golfing together. We're always playing pool together and, you know, just always competing.
Well, what's that like? I mean, being friends, but, he's obviously wants to win his job back. I mean, what's that dynamic like?
I mean, we don't really think about it like that. We know we're friends off the field, and then when it comes to on the field stuff, you know, we're obviously out there competing against each other, and you know, we're doing whatever it takes for what's ever best for the team.
Sounds like you're used to it, though. You said you guys compete in everything, so it
sounds. Oh yeah, good. Yeah. You know, when we get back out there on the fields, you know, it's the same thing. We do it all the time. You know, we're just out there competing. We're still helping each other. You know, we're talking when he comes off the field, when I come off the field. You know, what'd you see right there? And you know, I think we have a good relationship.
So we'll ask him the same question, but who's the better golfer?
He'd tell you the same thing. I think I'm better, but, you know, he gets in my head sometimes out on the course, and, you know, so we battle back and forth.
How have you seen him kind of go through the injury and some of the other, you know, stuff that he's dealt with the last year and get back to this point where he's at?
Yeah, he's been working really hard. You know, he's in the training room every single day, you know, trying to get back and stuff, and, you know, I think he's done a great job. He was really helpful to me last year, you know, when he came out and I came in, and, you know, we've been working side by side. You know, we do a lot of shoulder stuff in there together, shoulder rehab or prehab, not really. We just try to keep, you know, our shoulders, you know, feeling good and stuff like that. But, you know, he's worked really hard, and I think he's really excited to be back on the field.
Brett, what would you like to improve most over the course of the spring practice?
There's still some stuff mechanically from last year that I see on film and I think I could fix, you know, shortening up my motion a little bit, just being tighter with my mechanics and stuff. And then, you know, my big focus this spring is just being more accurate with my deep ball and, you know, just getting on the same page with all of our guys and, you know, making sure if a guy comes in, he knows what he's doing. And, you know, so we don't have any issues that, you know, guys get hurt. Yeah, stay up. We're going to be fine. So.
Last year, and you know, week two and a half or whatever it was, is you get thrown into the starting mix, and then you're kind of that guy week in, week out. It's been nice to have maybe, you know, 2.5 months or so or whatever it is to kind of evaluate things and maybe, you know, try to put time in getting better and improving and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, I think you go back and you look at the season last year and you evaluate, you know, where you think you need to get better. And I think, you know, during those 2.5 months, I was really just focusing on, you know, where I could get better mechanically, because obviously you're not going to be out there on the field making reads and stuff like that. So really when you're going out and throwing, you're just focusing on, you know, what can I do to get better? How can I be consistent every single day with, you know, my mechanics and things like that? And I think that's the biggest thing I've taken into this offseason is just, you know, getting to a habit, getting to a routine, and just being really consistent with what I do.
Coach Hurston was saying Coach Hill's really a teacher when it comes to the quarterback position and that kind of thing. What, in your short time together, what have you learned from him, or what do you think what does he bring to the table here?
Yeah, I think he's obviously a very smart guy, you know, has played the position, and, you know, he knows a lot about the fundamentals of the position. You know, you could tell today he was after every throw, we're talking about it, you know, what I could have done better on that, you know, maybe shortening up my stride, you know, keeping my arm at a 90-degree angle, something, you know, different things like that. And, you know, he brings a lot of energy, and I think he'll be a really good coach for us.
How are you viewing this quarterback competition, whatever you want to call it? Are you taking it as it's your job to lose? I mean, how do you kind of look at this thing?
You know, I don't really worry about that stuff. You know, that's not my paycheck to, you know, figure out who's starting or not. I just go out and I try to get myself better every single day. And, you know, I think if I take that approach, you know, the whole team is going to get better. You know, if we all take that approach, Tommy, Upshaw, Finley, you know, we're out there trying to get better every single day. We're trying to get the team better. So that's all we really focus on.
Coach Arce, I don't know how much time you spent with him, but Chad Anderson's had a really phenomenal offseason. What have you seen out of some of those guys that you're trying to get the ball to?
Yeah, I think Chaz has definitely stepped up this offseason, you know, been a leader, helping guys, younger guys out that, you know, maybe don't know the system as well. And, you know, he's been really trying to improve his game, you know, where he thinks he can get better. And, you know, I think it showed out there today. He had a really good first day. And, you know, like I said, at this point, it's just all about consistency. Can we build days upon each other and, you know, really build the foundation for this fall?
You guys are going to have to replace Marcus Henry at center. I know there's 3, 4, 5 guys Coach Huff mentioned as possible. What are your thoughts, I guess, at the center there and just the O-line in general? How do you feel that group's coming along and going to be?
I think they'll be very good. You know, Coach Huff obviously does a great job with those guys. And, you know, as far as the center position goes, we got a few guys rotating in right now, and, you know, they're all doing a great job. And I think it's more of a collective thing. You know, they're out there making calls with each other and, you know, really trying to get on the same page as a unit. And so, you know, I think they're going to be fine when it comes to fall. So we'll be good.
You obviously set the bar pretty high for yourself, you know, as a true freshman coming in. You know, how do you try to maintain, keep growing, but also not let that, you know, get to you a little bit? Because obviously people from the outside probably are keeping praise on you, even though you've only, you know, played, you know, 9 games or whatever it was.
Right. Yeah. Well, like I said, it's a day-to-day process. You know, I just got to be consistent every single day and, you know, come in and have the same routine and, you know, be a good pro. That's something my dad always talks to me about, you know, just being a good pro, you know, doing things right every single day, eating right, sleeping right, and, you know, having a same routine every single day. So, you know, you're going to come out and you know you're going to be consistent on the field.
Things I always say about you is that you're never late, you're always early, stuff like that. Did you notice the other guys look over you? I mean, don't you get here at like 6 a.m. or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we all have our own routines, you know, how guys like to go about it. But, you know, I just try to, you know, stay in my own lane. And, you know, if I do rub off on other guys, I mean, that's obviously nice because I think, you know, we're all trying to build a relationship together and, you know, get better together. So.
You mentioned working on the ball accuracy, stuff like that. How do you improve that? Or how do you, I mean, you're pretty good at it last year in games, but how do you go to work at that?
I think it's just more consistency, you know, just like I said, there is some stuff mechanically that I went back and, you know, I get too long sometimes, or maybe I just need to stay more compact and things like that. So that's just stuff that you got to work. I'm still working on every single day, and I will be for the rest of my career. So that's just, you know, one thing that I went back and I looked at, and that's really my focus this spring when I went back and looked and watched the film. So.
You mentioned a little bit with Brian, a little bit, you know, just how his maturity, you know, handling the things that he has and the way that he has, and you've obviously seen it up close, but how much does this impress you as a friend or, you know, a teammate or whatever about how he's kind of rolled the punches in his career?
Yeah, you know, he's been great to me ever since I got here. You know, when I first came in, you know, he helped me, you know, when we were watching film and stuff, helped me learn the offense. He was really good to me last spring. You know, when he went down, obviously he was upset and stuff, and, you know, but he came back and, you know, was really helpful with us in the film room and things like that, and, you know, on the field and after the games we would talk and stuff. And so he's been really good to me, and, you know, I think our relationship will continue to be like that.